delivery and syntax, that they're basically the same thing, talking about tone. In terms of a ratio that'll help you appreciate this more, just remember 7:38:55. My Arabian started talking about this ratio back in the 60s, early 70s at UCLA. He didn't mean this to be the be-all, end-all for importance of the components of a message. He's just used that as a framework to outline that how you say something is five times more important than what you're actually saying. And so delivery and syntax being so closely related, you're talking about communication. They add up to 93%. 93% of the importance of a message is contained in how it's delivered. And so keep that in mind, your tone of voice. How are you delivering the message? We're going to talk about what tones of voices you should be in during a conversation where you're trying to influence someone else. We have three different negotiator personality types within the Black Swan Method: assertives, analysts, and accommodators. Each of those has a specific voice that they like to use. For the assertive, it's very aggressive. It's almost bully-like in the way that they deliver their message. That is a voice you should never be in if you're in a conversation where you're trying to influence other people. You should be in the accommodator's voice, which is friendly, approachable, amenable. During most of the conversation, when you get to that portion of the conversation where you want to state your goal and objective, draw your line in the sand, make your ask, then you'll switch to the late night FM DJ voice. The late night FM DJ voice is a voice that you use to deliberately slow the other person down. And you exaggerate the pronunciation on every single word when you're trying to drive home your point. What about email? Does email have a tone? Does the actual black letters on a white screen? The question that I have posted on this particular slide, does it have a tone? If I'm sending you an email, if you just got chewed out by your boss and you open my email, that is the emotion that you're going to apply to the email. Tone is so important to other people that they imagine it. Black letters on a white screen in and of themselves don't have a tone, but you better believe that the recipient of your email is going to assign a tone to it. If you and I have a one-on-one relationship and I am your negotiation coach, I'm going to encourage you to stop trying to negotiate via email. You lose way too much data when you're trying to go back and forth. And then the other reason it doesn't make sense, why would you, it's equivalent to laying out your next seven anticipated moves if you were playing chess over email. And you put in your email your next seven anticipated moves and you expect the other side to sit there and take it? No, they're not going to. Further, they're going to pick out, when you write one of those voluminous emails, they're going to pick out the one or two things in that email that they hate. And that's all they're going to fixate on. You may have 10 brilliant points. Point number 11 is the one that they're going to fixate on, and that's all that's going to drive their response. So going forward, your email should be used to drive them to a voice-to-voice conversation for the reasons that I just laid out. You just lose too much. And I'm continually amazed that people are so reluctant to engage the other side voice-to-voice that they want to do everything by text, everything by email. At the end of the day, the email and the text should be used to drive them to a phone call or to a Zoom call.